a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are now joined by producer extraordinaire Dusty, who is one third of Moko Mokai, an excellent hip hop trio, and we're here to talk about the band's new record, Pono. Good morning to you, Dusty. How are we doing?
Morning. Good morning, brother. Good. Feeling good.
Feeling good? You're not feeling a little bit sick? You sound a little bit sick.
I am slightly sick, yeah, but I'm getting better.
Yeah? Not COVID?
No, I don't. I hope not, no.
I think a lot of people don't test much anymore because of how pricey rats have gotten in recent memory. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, true. I think we just take it on the chin, right? I think it's just like a normal flu now.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's pretty weird. So would you say that you're feeling a little bit dusty today?
Yeah. Nice one. for sure, man.
Behind you, I can see there's quite a lot of records. And you mentioned before we went, we're going on air, that you've been collecting for years. You've got thousands of records. What kind of records do you seek out? Like, are you quite a crate digger, so to speak?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, throughout like my days of collecting, like, I've made sure that, you know, I kind of dig just based on how I feel on the day, so I don't really hone in on one genre. Like, you know, one day I might want to pick up some reggae, and the next day I might pick up some jazz, and, you know, the day after that I might pick up some disco or house, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So mm-hmm. I just kind of, I choose records based on how I feel on the day. Mm-hmm. So,
does album cover influence you quite a lot when you're looking at going through records? Is like, if it has ever has a great capturing album cover, are you more likely to grab the record?
Yeah, I think it used to, for sure. Like, it, that's definitely a thing, like, when you start digging, you know, because you don't really know much music. So, mm-hmm. you know, in the early days of when you're trying to, like, find new stuff, but I feel like these days, like, I know, like, enough music where I might see a cover and I might notice it, or I might see an artist or someone on the back cover who helped create the record that I know of, and I kind of understand where the record might be going, you know, like, in terms of the sonics or what it sounds like. So, mm-hmm. For sure, artwork's a thing. But, yeah, I think these days it's more just about, like, who's on the record, you know, like, who helped out, who's playing the drums, who's playing the trumpet, mm-hmm. like, who produced this, who done that.
Yeah. You've got quite a vocabulary, like a lexicon of names, I imagine. Now, there's been some exciting things happen in the Auckland hip-hop scene. Brendan Shiraz and Karu released their amazing EP early this year, back-to-back.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff.
Beautiful amazing. Stuff there. Behind the Beat has been an awesome series, pairing a lot of Auckland hip-hop icons with up-and-coming talent in an awesome video series. How would you say the Auckland hip-hop scene is getting on in 2025? We're about halfway through the year, you know?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool, bro. Like, it comes in waves, and I think it's, you know, it can be really quiet at some points, and I feel like when it's quiet, you know that everyone is, you know, trying to create something. And then out of nowhere, things will just kind of drop and people will do things, you know. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to kind of talk to Brandon about doing that project with Carl, with Karu, and they ended up taking my advice and doing it, which they were already talking about anyway. Like, I'm not going to take credit for that. but I definitely told Brandon and was like, well, you've got to do this one with Carl, you know. And that's at this point, that's one of my favorite releases, if not my favorite release from this kind of scene this year, and you know, out of the local music, as well as Ma dropped it.
Project
as well. But yeah, that one with Carl and Brandon is really special, and it's almost like one of a kind in terms of what they done, and having like an MC on it and kind of toning down the roots and making it more relatable to, you know, our ourselves here in the country. So yeah, it's amazing record. Love that record. Back to back, Carl and Brandon Shrey's lovely record. Beautiful stuff.
I can't wait to see more from them, eh? Now you're the conceptualizer for the videos in Moko Mokai, and for the video of the great track The One, you wanted to make Tamaki look like a New York City 70s mafia film, and the idea of the video was to stay true to Auckland Central. If Auckland Central was one of the five New York City boroughs, what would it be and why?
I think it's hard to do this because I've actually been to New York before, and I love New York, and I'd have to say that if we look at all of the sides of Auckland and compare it to New York, then Central Auckland would be Manhattan. That's just what it is. I only say that because that's the bustling metropolis, you know. So for us here in Auckland, like in Central Auckland, that's where our CBD is, and if you compare that to New York and the boroughs of New York, then yeah, it would be Manhattan for sure. More so, I guess it would be like a mix of Midtown and Lower East Side. You know, it's kind of like the cool spot, like where, you know, like Ponsonby would be like the Lower East Side, you know. So I think I kind of tried to draw from all of more so like Brooklyn and Queens back in I guess the 90s, like mafia kind of era, you know. I mean, Sopranos is actually based in Jersey.
It is.
So yeah. I guess it would be, you know, just kind of take you from that like vintage New York, New Jersey kind of aesthetic.
What a powerful aesthetic it is. That video is great. And I think it really reflects the album. Awesome. And you know, the guiding light for the record, Pono, is the namesake. It's being true, sincere, honest. That's what Pono means. Beyond, I guess, being yourselves, what are you being true to on here, and how did that idea of staying true to yourself influence the sound of the record?
Yeah, good call. You know, I think the whole idea of Pono actually came from Manu, and at the end of the day, it's just like, it's just trying to be as truthful as possible, you know. So even when you listen to the raps, it's kind of like everything in there is, you know, somewhat of a true story. Like, it's reflective of us, all three of us in the group. Not only are they experiences that we've been through, but they're also experiences that I think, you know, you might have been through, or, you know, the listeners on the radio station, you know, might have gone through as well. So tying back to, you know, the relativity of the project and the idea of the name, it's just about true lived experiences and how we navigate them through and amongst the shared human experience, you know.
Yeah, it's something that we I think is becoming a little bit more fractured with the internet, but it's great to have moments like this where I think a lot of people can come around and be like, oh, that did happen to me, you know.
Yeah, true.
Now it feels like hip hop has gotten a bit more abstract with sampling since J Dilla's Donuts. There's the Alchemist and the Griselda Crew, who are kind of reinventing boom bap with the use of these bizarre samples. What makes something worth sampling to you?
It's like, I don't know, it's something I've thought about a lot, and me and Ghost talk about this quite often as well. Ghost is obviously another part of Moko Mokai. Yep. He's also one third of Moko Mokai.
Yeah, the tag team producers.
Yeah. And I think it just comes down to the feel, you know, like as soon as you play it, you should kind of know if it's going to go somewhere, or, you know, and if you don't know and you give it a shot, then you give it a shot, you know. It's just about, it's just instantly hearing something that kind of moves you. Like, that's kind of where we're at now anyway. Well, that's definitely where I'm at. Like, if I play something and I feel like I can sample it, and I feel like you know, I've got a connection to it. It's just about how it makes me feel. You know, it's got to do with, it's this note and that note, and there's this chord here. It's just like, how does it make me feel? Does it make me feel a certain way? And if that's the case, then I'll do it. And if it doesn't, then I'll leave it, you know?
Would you ever try challenging yourself by maybe sampling something that could have legs but doesn't really strike you up in the same way a normal sample would?
Yeah. I feel like I do that sometimes. Like, I look at something, I feel like, oh, maybe it's got legs, I'll give it a go. And that's the beauty with production, and that's the beauty with this whole music thing in general. Like, what I've realized is that we'll make so many beats, like, and we'll make so many songs, you know, and sometimes those beats and those songs might not make the project that we're working on, and that's okay. You know, it's just about building those songs and building those ideas and seeing what sticks. You know, you just throw it at the wall, and if it sticks, it sticks, and if it doesn't, then it doesn't, you know.
A lot of experimentation.
Yeah.
Now, I really like the opening sample on the record K here, and I think I recognize it from one of West Side Gun's projects. Is that where you found the original sample?
No, it's
just a total coincidence.
And I'd love to know the song. Do you know the song?
I don't know the song off by heart. I can maybe email it to you later. I can try and go through it. It's one of
that'll
his,
be
like,
buzzing, because I'm a huge West Side Gun fan. Like, I love West Side Gun, and I love Griselda. And I know pretty much all his albums, and I don't think that he did use that sample, because if I knew that, I'd be like, oh no, okay, well, we're not going to use it, you know.
True.
Maybe I missed it.
I think it was one of those weird like interlude-y tracks he uses,
right?
Yeah, ones that I usually skip when I'm listening to a West Side Gun album, to be fair. But anyway, there's all manner of collaboration here with the likes of Ma Louis Tuya So from At Peace, Tyra Hammond of Open Souls, Mara TK, and Lucan Razy all show up on this record. For a project so keen on staying true to itself, how do you think these people reflect the idea of porno? What do they embody about the record that makes them worth having on the record?
Yeah, that's a cool question, bro. That's like probably one of the best questions I've had yet. I think, like, when I think of these people, like Ma, Lucan, Louis, Tyra Hammond, Mata TK, like, they all strike me as honest people, you know, like, in terms of their artistry, in terms of them and their personalities and what I know of them, you know, they seem like very truthful people. You know, there hasn't been a conversation where I've talked to these people and I've felt like they're not true, or they're not being straight up, or they don't align with the idea of the project. So I guess that's like an easier enough reason for us to work with them, and also feel the way that we felt when we created the songs with them, you know?
So it's deeper than just maybe a kind of irregular feature you'd get with a friend of yours. You know, even though that works together, these people you really feel embody the idea of being honest.
I think they do, yeah. And if I'm being totally honest, like, that wasn't even part of the idea. That wasn't even the reason why we got them on, you know? Like, the real reason was just, like, you know, we'd listen to a song and we know the skill, like, of these certain people, and we felt like they would fit well on those certain songs that we got them on. But I guess it just shows that, you know, that's kind of the universe just giving us people who we do trust and who do align with the ethos of the album as well. But yeah, that wasn't a reason of why we got them on. We more so just felt like their skills translated onto some of the songs that we thought that they would fit on.
Very fair. Now, it's funny how the sound on this record changes, because Blanco and Porno have these very kind of Isley Brothers 80s R&B pop vibe about them, and that compared to maybe the rest of the album, which is a bit more boom bap, has a few more kind of like horn samples and so on. It begs the question about the beat making process. What does that look like for you and Ghost? You know, do you generally work together on each track, or is it more like you'll do one track together, then one track for each of you? You know, how does that play out?
Cool question. For Moko Mokai, what happens is that we will create beats individually and then we'll send them over to Manu and then Manu will kind of choose beats based on how he's feeling in that certain time and write raps and create songs to those. To be fair, majority of those beats that were chosen were beats that Ghost has made, you know. And then me and Ghost will sit down once the songs are recorded, and then we'll kind of arrange based on however Manu has written his songs. That's kind of how it's happened. But previously, before that, like on the first project, it was pretty much just me and Ghost one for one, you know. And then, you know, and then for Whakarehu, that was all Ghost. Like, that was just him going in. And then for this one, I've got a couple on there. He's got a few on there. And then we just kind of come together to create the final piece of the song. So it's pretty hit or miss. Sometimes we don't even know how we're going to do it. We just kind of go with the flow and then try and figure it out as we go. But yeah, that's the craziness of the group. You know, it's us trying to figure it out together and make moves together to try and get the piece, like the art, over the line.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think you've definitely got the art over the line. It's just funny noticing the taste changing between a track like K Here and The One, and then a track like Porno, which is very like, yeah, it's good. It's a lot of fun.
It's definitely, you know, part of the idea of Moku Moku, just like in... well, for Puno anyway, is just to create like somewhat of an emotional roller coaster, and that was mainly me and Ghost trying to navigate like an emotional roller coaster, like an experience where you can listen to it top to bottom, and it takes you all these different ways, you know. So sonically as well as lyrically, trying to piece the project together to give you like a unique experience.
Well, you certainly gave me a unique experience, and I'm no doubt you'll give that to all the listeners of this record, because it's amazing. I want to thank you for your time and coming on today, Dusty. I really, really appreciate it, and I can't wait to be playing this over the radio.
Massive. Appreciate you.
Take care, man. Take care. All right, folks, that was Dusty from Moko Mokai. We are going to play Porno from their new record, Porno, and then we're going to do a couple of news stories. It's 10:46. Stay tuned. Here's Moko Mokai with Porno featuring Ma.
Yo, I never put a hand on a woman. It's porno. Well, let's say head down on a pillow on a wooden floor looking up. Them both hands on the buzzards, yeah. One star, I made a stash in the bushes. Came back like, damn, where'd I put it? Gave up, man, someone took it, should've booked it. Long list of things I could've would've. Like 100 yard black, G hard, run it back. 200 yard black, G nah, took a L, yo, I'm comfy on that. Never too gumby with the stack, cause I ain't Mr. Money on tap. But I'm humble, cool, and a dope, cause of all that. Drugs, dirty money, and liquor, I put it all back. Outside in that Patagonia, I cradle the local scene like kid and relax. Daddy's holding you, my crew tight, like a phalanx from Macedonia. Move like chariot wheels from Anatolia. I'm far from the richest Babylonian, G, I just want the power. I'm whipping the batter with abalone and your monkey. Breaking my Bonaparte like Napoleon. Conquer, beat up the pussy, it's pandemonium. Used to push the note in the baggie and pack the Tonian. While they fund a war on drugs by slanging opium, get smacked off the podium, the tallest poppy in the field. Hey, I feel like Achilles, these parasites won't pop me in my head.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.